let's rank the greatest Swedish NHLers of all time. With the Four Nations tournament coming up in February, let's take a closer look at the history of the four countries participating by going through their greatest players of all time. Three honorable mentions before we get started: Erik Karlsson and Victor Hedman, both dominant elite defensemen that are still active, both most likely heading to the Hall of Fame. And Henrik Zetterberg, surprisingly does not make my top 10. The lifetime Detroit Red Wing was as consistent as they came, winning the Stanley Cup once in 2008, and taking over the Red Wings captaincy from someone on this list. Now let's get started at number 10 with Marcus Naslund. He left his mark on the league when he got traded to the Vancouver Canucks in the 1995-96 season. He helped lift a mediocre team to relevancy. His career peaked in 2003 with a 104-point season, his fellow players voting him as the most outstanding player that season. Alongside Todd Bertuzzi and Brennan Morrison, they formed the West Coast Express line, which was arguably the most dominant trio at the time. Although never winning the cup, he helped pave the way for two other players who also happened to be on this list. At number 9, Pelle Lindbergh, goaltender for the Philadelphia Flyers, tragically gone too soon due to a motor vehicle incident at the age of 26. His career was trending up. He just won the Vezina Trophy the previous season in 1985 with a record of 40-17-7, alongside a nearly .900 save percentage, something that was very difficult to do in that era. At number 8, Kent Nilsson. Despite being the player with the least amount of points amongst skaters on this list, his 1.24 points per game puts him second, only 0.01 point off the player that finishes first on my list. Winning the Stanley Cup once as an Oiler in 1987, his greatest individual effort came as a member of the rival Calgary Flames, when in 1981 he recorded an astonishing 131-point season. At number 7, Daniel Alfredsson is second all-time in points amongst Swedish players. He captained the Ottawa Senators for many years, leading them to a final in 2007, but losing to the Ducks. That's as close to the cup as Alfie would get in his 14 playoff appearances with the Senators. His arrival marked the turnaround that the Senators were looking for after a few rough seasons to begin their franchise in Ottawa. At number 6, the Sedin brothers, or sisters if you're an Oilers fan, are a story like no other the NHL had seen before. Drafted second and third back-to-back by the Vancouver Canucks, Henrik and Daniel, I could never tell them apart. They were basically clones, both scoring at nearly the same .8 points per game, career-wise. They took the torch from Naslund and built an even better version of the Canucks. Despite this, they were unable to get the job done, coming oh so close versus the Boston Bruins in 2011. At number 5, Börje Salming, a Leafs legend in the 70s and 80s, putting up 4 seasons of 70 plus points and being a runner-up for the Norris Trophy twice. Despite all these numbers, it's his character and bravery that fans fell in love with. He's the first Swede ever inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame and was named 100 of the greatest NHL players of all time. Börje passed away in 2022, fighting the ALS disease. And number 4, Mats Sundin. From one Maple Leafs legend to another, with over 1,300 points, no Swedish player has more points than Sundin. Playing the bulk of his career with the Leafs and captaining them for most of them, his Leafs were competitive, but much like the story of other Swedes on this list, was unable to get the job done, never winning the cup. But his milestones are impressive. He's the only Swede to have scored more than 500 goals in the NHL, and he was also the first Swede to reach 1,000 points. At number 3, Henrik Lundqvist. King Henrik will go down as one of the greatest ever between the pipes, but the Stanley Cup curse continues, as Lundqvist came oh so close in 2014, losing to the Kings in the finals. But his list of accolades is impressive. Number 1 all-time in wins and shutouts for all Swedish goalies and the entire history of the New York Rangers Hockey Club. 11 seasons of 30-plus wins. He basically took the Rangers on his back and made them competitive again after some dark days for the Rags in the early 2000s. At number 2, Nicklas Lidström, Norris Nick for a reason. 7-time Norris Trophy winner, 4-time Stanley Cup champion, played the entirety of his career with the Detroit Red Wings, had the privilege and honor of replacing Steve Yzerman as captain of the Wings. Most points by all Swedish defensemen, and it doesn't look like the other active Swedes are going to catch him. The model of consistency and the best defenseman of his era. Only question is, how the heck is he not number one? And I'll tell you why, right now. At number one, the greatest Swedish NHL player of all time is Peter Forsberg. With the highest points per game at 1.25 amongst Swedes, pound for pound, Forsberg is at the top of my list. Yes, despite playing much less than many on the list, when he was on the ice, arguably he was the best player on the planet when healthy. After arriving from Philly in the Lindros trade, Foppa won the Calder Trophy as the league's Rookie of the Year in 1995 as part of the Quebec Nordique. He would form a duo with Joe Sakic that would terrorize the Western Conference in Colorado for years to come. 2003 was peak Forsberg, winning the Hart and Art Ross Trophy, MVP and highest point getter in the league. His greatest trait was always finding a way onto the score sheet. A random example of this was in the 2007-2008 season, when his body was clearly failing him. Playing only 9 games that season, yet he collected 14 points in that span. Peter Forsberg, the greatest Swede to ever do it.